Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County man pleads no contest to strangulation domestic battery charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. 24-year-old Clayton Salyer pleaded no contest on October 15th to charges of strangulation and two counts of domestic battery after a violent altercation with his fiance. In exchange for his plea, the state will drop charges of aggravated assault, an additional domestic battery count, and one unlawful contact count. Prosecutors recommend a 4 to 6 year prison term with a chance for Salyer to attend boot camp. The incident occurred on July 7th when Salyer's fiance reported being choked and threatened with death. According to court documents, she managed to escape and call 911. Deputies found her with injuries including neck bruises, cuts, and scrapes. Salyer was later apprehended after fleeing the scene in a friend's vehicle. Artificial intelligence demand for power sparks debate on Wyoming's energy future. Wyoming lawmakers are weighing the impact of artificial intelligence's skyrocketing energy demands on the state's economy, resources, and power costs. According to WyoFile, at a recent committee meeting in Cheyenne, legislators discussed potential avenues for Wyoming to supply power for data centers, which could involve extending the life of coal plants, expanding wind energy, or even developing nuclear power or uranium mining. PacifiCorp, which operates as Rocky Mountain Power in Wyoming, reported inquiries from companies needing 7,000 megawatts of new power, roughly enough to add another state to its system, according to Tom Carter, Rocky Mountain Power's government affairs director. Carter described the demand as an arms race in AI, pushing utilities to accelerate their typical growth pace. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.